This is Simply G, and welcome back. Shout out to all of my listeners. I appreciate the love and feedback. This episode is called Roadblocks and Road Openers, which I'll speak on due to the fact that we all experience setbacks. The significance of a setback is based on how long it takes us to shake back. You see, the severity of a loss, distraction, or setback depends on the individual. Because everybody is built differently. We have different struggles, was raised different, and was molded by different experiences. But you see, a common denominator is the fact that we all must move on. Eventually, we have to put it behind us and press forward. You know, the idea of this topic came about after a recent setback of mine. For the sake of not making this completely about me, someone took something from me. That something was important to me. And in my opinion, was actually the segue to me taking my life to the next level. You see, when someone takes something from you or you have a loss, you feel violated. Someone has crossed the line. And that feeling in itself is a setback because we have to program our brain and our emotions to let it go, you know, eventually, or else we'll stay stuck. And being stuck is a dangerous place to be. You know, feeling stuck can lead to self-doubt, no motivation, anxiety, fatigue. You become lazy and sometimes even depressed. You know, it'll make us want to run away to nowhere. And how crazy is that? Running full speed to nowhere. No place to go. All you know is you don't want to be where you are. Our vision is blurred and our judgment is clouded. A lesson I learned from my loss was that I need to constantly reevaluate what's valuable to me. We quickly become attached to things that truly have no value. Hell, sometimes certain people don't hold value in our lives. It's important to identify these things and detach. Now, just to be clear, I didn't say delete. I said detach. There's a big difference. But these non-valuable things and people most often play a part in our roadblocks. Now that the whole roadblock is understood, let's lighten things up and speak on the road openers. That feeling of finding you. You know, that moment when you feel like you again, that shake back. Our loss is just that, ours. But we can't allow it to leave us stuck. The moment when you have an ounce of sunshine, you got to act on it. Because that's the only way the sun will come from behind those clouds. Some things we have to ease into, while others, it's best we dive right in, head first. Only we know the full extent of our situation, so the solution is personal. A lot of us use prayer and meditation. I ask that you begin to ask your God or goddess to open the roads. Remove all roadblocks. But faith is dead without works, right? So you got to put that work in. And that's just that. You know, we got to learn from our setbacks and use our breakthroughs as ammunition. You know, that'll give us the opportunity to swap places with defeat in those moments when we feel stuck. You know, we have to learn from our lessons because if there is no takeaway from our experiences, then it's all for nothing. I want to quickly talk about road openers, and it's essential that I speak on this because I want to make sure that my listeners understand where I'm coming from. The term road opener is used in several spiritual and mystical type worlds, and I say worlds because it is just that, its own world. I mean, that's my opinion. But it is important that I let you all know what a role opener is to me. And it is a, you know, a breakthrough from anything that's holding you back, basically. So some people say, I've had a breakthrough. And I say, I've had a road opener. My roads have been opened. My roads have been cleared. So it's basically a fresh start. Just to kind of give you the basics. And when it comes down to roadblocks can be several different things. It can be how you feel about yourself or a situation. It can be how someone makes you feel. It can be spiritual. It can be physical. It can be a number of things. But when I talk about roadblocks, I want us to do a self-assessment. And I think that's very important because sometimes we are our own roadblock. And we don't figure this out until sometimes years have passed. And we look back, you know, once we figure it out, we look back and we say to ourselves, damn, I was the problem. I was holding myself back. And a few things that a roadblock would look like, if you are in fact your own roadblock, is immaturity. I think that's number one on my list. I see so many people, and not that I'm judgmental, but I am, you know, speaking on my experiences and things that I encounter with certain people, and you know, immaturity is like number one. So many people get in their own way because they refuse to grow up, or they grow up or act grown in certain situations that benefit them, but they don't want to be grown in those hard situations that, you know, actually require you to be grown, you know, to get through it. So immaturity is number one. You know, you guys, and I'm not speaking to everybody, if the shoe fits, wear it, and you know if it fits, but it's time to grow up. A bad attitude, like I say all the time, a nasty attitude, you know, that attitude will go a long way with people, opportunities, and you know, you don't have to, you know, everybody doesn't have to like you. However, your attitude is important. Low self-esteem, that explains itself. You know, sis, it's time to pick yourself up. It's time to know that you are beautiful and you don't need validation from other people. Having no confidence. You know, I seen this young lady, I actually seen her on social media, and I made a comment on her photo, and I don't know this young lady. She's in one of these Black Excellence groups that I'm in, and I commented on her picture, and I was like, girl, you wearing that confidence, because you can see it. And you know, just pay attention to pictures and how people act and how people speak and how people, you know, change the aura in the room when they walk in. I mean, that's, they're wearing confidence. And when you can identify that, that's huge. When you can identify that, because you pick up on it, you learn it, and you eventually adopt it. And also, you know, most importantly, with all the things that I just listed, we all need to check ourselves. Check yourself. When you're in a situation where you feel like you have roadblocks and you need a road opener, look in the mirror first. Check yourself. Because ultimately, you may be your biggest problem. And we have to take ownership, and we have to own our shit. We have to own it, and we have to get ourselves out of it. And I think the first step in that is owning it, identifying it, and saying, hey, you know what? I'm the problem. Hey, you know what? I need to get myself together. I need to change my attitude. I need to grow up. The hardest part is finding that fuel. What makes you go? That's it. And the true part is, this fuel is forever changing. What motivates you now may not motivate you in 6 months. That's why, as mentioned earlier, constantly reevaluating what holds value is so important. Our fuel is ultimately stemmed from things that we truly value. As I previously said, learn from your setbacks and use your breakthroughs as ammunition to swap places with defeat. Especially in those moments when we feel stuck, when we don't know which way to go. We have nobody to turn to. Or at least we feel that way. At the end of the day, we're all human and that's okay. But what's not okay is to stay stuck. So I say to you today, everything will be okay. With that being said, this is Simply G. I'm signing out. I do not own rights to the music used in this episode.